Today is the last day of a controversial information sharing agreement between Philadelphia law enforcement and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. You may remember that earlier this summer, an obscure database became a flashpoint in the city's ongoing conflict with federal immigration authorities. That database is called PARS, or the Preliminary Arraignment Reporting System. It's a way for Philly police to share information quickly with the courts and the district attorney's office. And for about a decade, ICE has also had access. In July, activists like Mara Anao staked out City Hall, calling for an end to that agreement.
It's just messed up that Philadelphia is a sanctuary city, but then it's still like giving information that is putting people in danger.
Mayor Jim Kenney announced the city would not renew its PARS contract with ICE after meeting privately with concerned members of the city's immigrant community. Here with me to talk about what the end of PARS really means is Philadelphia Inquirer opinion writer Abraham Gutman. Abraham, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
During the height of the City Hall protests that took place this summer, you wrote a column about what PARS is and how it works. And I'm wondering if you can just break that down. What type of info is in this database?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to remember is that although the slogan over the summer was End PARS, the discussion is not really about PARS, but about who has access to it. So PARS is a pretty obvious system. You have a person arrested by the police. Somehow the district attorney needs to know about that so they can decide to press charges or not. And if they press charges, somehow the court needs to know about that so they will be able to schedule a hearing to decide things like bail, extent of charges, stuff like that. So there's a system that each of those three entities can log into and see what's going on. That's PARS. Mm-hmm. The problem starts when in 2008, the city signed a contract with ICE, Immigration Enforcement, to allow them access to PARS. It's important to note that PARS does not have immigration status on it. And further, PARS has self-reported country of origin. The problem becomes that although there's no immigration status, because there are other databases, or ICE can try to check or see who is from X country, Y country that is currently arrested and then cross-reference. That is the fear.
What do we know about how ICE was actually using this PARS database? I mean, people use the word phishing a lot in describing sort of what the fear was about how federal immigration enforcement would use the information that it contained.
There was a weird moment in the opinion of the judge in the case of Philadelphia against Jeff Sessions that defended the sanctuary cities that he describes what the ICE officer that represented ICE said about PARS. And he kind of said that it's useless. Hmm. He's like, it's really old system. It's like this computer that sits here. We need to go. We have someone that needs to check it all day. So he argued that it's not helpful to them. So I think on one hand, yes, it's probably not that helpful. On the other hand, it's one more way to remind communities that they're surveilled.
For some people, it is very cut and dry that if you break an immigration law, there should be consequences and that they should be enforced, efficiently. And so I'm wondering why you came down on the side of this is a contract that should end.
So when people talk about breaking the law, there's a lot of law. There's a whole lot of law that is enforced in varying degrees in our city. We can talk about, landlords that don't respect lead law and lead paint. And we don't talk about that as a country of law and order. You have to, have to respect the law. But when it's immigration, somehow that is the conversation, as if it's the epitome of sovereignty, this ability to control your border.
Do you think things are going to change significantly after today, after the PARS contract ends?
I think, unfortunately, I do not. I think that there is importance in communities knowing that the city ended this and then knowing that the city heard them in a way of becoming a little closer to a full meaning of sanctuary. And yes, it's a good thing if we will see a big drop in the amount of unconvicted, undocumented immigrants are deported. I unfortunately do not think so.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Abraham. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate you inviting me. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Philadelphia Inquirer opinion writer Abraham Gutman.